hit, I'm not going to be the most terrific ballet dancer in the world. Maybe I'll change into acting.
I guess I was about 16. I had a strong revelation that this was not going to be for me.
Was that a tough realization for you? I mean, was it a dream that I'm going to be a ballet dancer?
Yes. Well, I'd invested 10 years of really serious work in it, but I always had the feeling that I wanted to be the very best at what I was doing, and I got that there were 14-year-old dancers who were so exquisite and so surpassed anything I could do. I got the message and shifted fields.
Switched to acting, another very hard profession. What was maybe the teacher or the lesson that was most important to you in terms of helping you to develop that craft?
Well, I went to Northwestern, and actually I went to major in economics, and one day after my second month there, I went in and audited an acting class mm-hmm. with an extraordinary teacher named Alvina Krauss. And it was when someone is really a great teacher, they can transform you. She was so inspirational. I said, this is something I want. So I would say she was the first major influence. And then Sanford Meisner, who I think is a very great man and great teacher, had a big influence on me.
When you developed as an actress, I guess for television audiences, you really became very identified with the role in Peyton Place. Looking back on Peyton Place now, many years later, I mean, that was a very sexy, wicked show for that time. What does it seem like now? Does it seem tame in comparison?
I think very tame. I haven't seen it in years, but because it's not around, but it was a soap opera that came out of the 60s. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there were lots of words, lots of issues that we couldn't even verbalize. They would have been censored. I mean, now, if one looks at it, if you look at daytime soap operas, they're almost more, you know, open to every issue than nighttime soap operas are. Mm-hmm. So we're dealing with the 70s in between, so it's an open book almost about.
You were also dealing back in the 60s with being married to Ryan O'Neill at the time, being a public personality, the difficulty of maintaining privacy when one is a public personality, when there are problems possibly in one's marriage. Was that hard for you to deal with?
Well, I was a very private person. I still am a very private, an irony and a paradox, but yes, especially being very young. I mean, I was 21, 22, 23. Just adapting to being a public person, period, was enough. So dealing with some of these other things was, yes, it was difficult. I handled it. I left the business and moved to Santa Fe.
That's one way.
Maybe not the best way, but at that time it was appropriate.
In leaving the business for a period of time and raising your child, what did you learn from that whole experience that maybe said to you, well, the next time I get married, I want this for marriage, or this for my husband, or this for my life, that was maybe a little bit different from what you had had?
Well, I do think that one of the great ways to learn is to learn what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes a great reference point. I can't say that I really was very clear about that, you know, about really having a big dialogue about if I marry again, what would that be? I think I just intuitively knew what I didn't want. One is, I think it's very difficult for actors to be married. Mm-hmm. I like to believe that all things are possible, and I do.
Why so difficult?
Well, you know, I think marriage is a real bonding where you must work and invest and participate in each other's lives, which demands being in the same place at the same time, or it's a nice requirement.
It's a lovely requirement.
You know,
yes.
When you're both actors, one may get a job and you're gone for 2 or 3 months, and one you come back and the other one's leaving for 2 or 3 months. I think that's difficult.
In raising your child, how did you want to raise your child? I mean, away from Hollywood, away from all of that craziness, in a sense.
I didn't think of being away from Hollywood. I don't really think that Hollywood is not a not good place to raise your child. Raising your child depends on you, as far as I'm concerned. I just was very committed to raising him. Wherever I was, it just so happened that I wasn't always in Hollywood.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being here
I'm
with us today.
To
thank
be
you
here.
So
thank
much.
Thank you.